Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. We have, again, chock full 2 hours of interesting information. I want you to stay with us. First, we're going to begin with Money Power Day, and we will tell you about an event coming up with people in our studios where you can learn about your credit scores, how to deal with your credit, how to deal with refinancing your home, tax preparation, and more. We'll get to that, and then we'll talk a bit about Nancy Grasmick resigning today as the head of our state school. She's been there for as long as I remember, since Mayor Schaefer became Governor Schaefer. And then we'll have a discussion about the redistricting plan for Baltimore City with very different viewpoints. Not necessarily talking about that, because it's a done deal. We're talking about what it means for the future and for the politics and economic and cultural life of the future of the city. All that coming up, but first we turn this over to WEAA Traffic. Check on the roads, and we'll be right back. So please stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and this Saturday is Money Power Day 2011. It takes place at Poly Western High School this Saturday, April the 2nd, day after April Fool's Day, so you know it's a good day, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at 1400 West Cold Spring Lane, right off Cold Spring and Falls in that general vicinity there. And this is an incredibly important day for all of you who have all kinds of questions and issues or just want to learn about finance and credit. It's for the community, and it's free to come there. There'll be workshops all day. People can learn about their credit. They want you to bring the whole family. There's free tax preparation for those who qualify. As I said, workshops going on. There'll be exhibitors of all kinds, and people can talk to you about your house and mortgage and refinancing and what you face there. We are here with three people representing three groups that really push this event every year and bring it to us. And one, of course, is the Maryland Employees Credit Union, which has a disclaimer. He's one of the underwriters for our show, which is not why they're here, but they're here because the work they're doing in our community. And Bert Hash, who's the president of MEQ, is here. Bert, good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
And we're also with Danielle Thronschreiber, who is financial educator at the State Employees Credit Union, CQ. And Danielle, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And Sarah Johnson is on the studio once again. She's director of the Baltimore Cash campaign, that's Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope campaign. And Sarah, welcome up. Good to have you
here. Thank you. So good to be here.
And y'all can join us at 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. When you are good and ready. A lot of questions will be coming up. You may have coming up when you hear this conversation unfold, just about just about your housing, your mortgage, credit, what you can learn about your financial life. And questions you're going to ask these folks while they're here. So let's talk about the genesis of this. Where did this all begin? Should I turn that way? I think I should look at you to ask that question.
Well, that's a good question. About 6 years ago, MEQ started this particular event. And over the years, and we were considered one of the founding sponsors. And over the years, we've added other partners, and certainly the nonprofits, as well as some additional banks and credit unions that have become an integral part of reaching out to the community and educating our community about financial literacy.
And this whole question of financial literacy, I mean, that's the heart and soul, Sarah Johnson, of what you do at Baltimore Cash. I mean,
that's right, yeah. So as you said, Baltimore Cash is a nonprofit, and the name, you got it right, Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope. A lot of people don't just ask me for money when they hear the word cash in our name. So
I was going to, but I
thanks for saying that, yeah. But, you know, Bert's right. We started Money Power Day 6 years ago, and we're really grateful for our sponsors that, and because of their support, we're able to offer this for free. So there's going to be, a lot of experts from around the region there giving great advice, and I think because of their sponsorship, we're able to offer all this for free, which is really exciting. So Baltimore Cash operates as a coalition, so this is common for us to pull together a lot of partners from lots of different backgrounds, nonprofits, the city agencies and financial institutions, faith groups, to really work together to promote events, and to really, we feel like there's really strength in numbers to be able to get the word out and get quality resources out to people, because not everything is quality. So we want to make sure people know that at Money Power Day, my tagline lately is, this is a no shady zone. Everything's been vetted. We know there's quality resources here.
So these 40 exhibitors coming here, there are no shady exhibitors here.
No shady exhibitors, I promise you that.
No cash organizations, nope. Give me your money.
No
pyramid schemes.
No one's going to try you, sell you something. Except maybe the kids from Nifty.
What's Nifty?
Nifty, well, I can turn that over to Danielle if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Nifty is the National Foundation of Teaching Entrepreneurship, or Teaching Entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And they will be participating with us for the second year in a row. They're high school students that come and sell their products through their little business. So we do have a marketplace set up for them at the event to kind of encourage young entrepreneurs, and it's fun to see what they bring and sell.
I mean, so tell me, what's the essence of this? I mean, of why this was even created, and what is the soul of this day, so to speak?
Well, it's really giving back to the community and reaching out to the community that we serve. I know at MeQ, we have a commitment to serving our community, and this is our major outreach event. And we're so happy that we have so many partners being a part of this. We are anticipating maybe 1,500 people this year, and it is a major event. And as you probably noticed, over the past couple of years, there's been a focus on financial literacy throughout the state of Maryland. And this is just a great opportunity for people to be educated on what we would consider a basic life skill that we don't perhaps get in school, and the opportunity to bring that together and answer the questions that they need that help them with their economic well-being. It's a great opportunity for us to be a part of that.
So who comes? Who do you want to have come to this thing? What's your...
So I think there's really something there for everyone. You know, as Bert was saying, so the genesis of this is to give back to the community. But really, for Baltimore Cash, part of the reason we really wanted to have an event like this was because we get a lot of questions. Every day I'm fielding emails and phone calls from clients we serve on our tax side of things to providers where to go to get this information. And so by creating a one-stop day where you can come and get everything from housing counseling, legal advice, one-on-one financial planning, getting your credit report pulled, and also having some fun. You know, we've got a lot of great speakers and entertainment going on. We just thought it was a really good way to kind of package it and really give people a boost. So you'll see on a lot of our flyers it says, you know, boost your financial well-being. So that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on that, Sarah, CQ has been part of Money Power Day for 5 out of the 6 years, and we really give a lot of credit to the Baltimore Cash Campaign and to MeQ, the founding sponsor, for creating this. Is really the first event of its kind, and now you see them all over the place. It's a comprehensive event, and I think what's nice about it is sometimes people in our community know that they need help with something, and they're not always sure what it is.
Or where to start.
Mm-hmm. And there's a fear factor involved as well. Mm-hmm. So people don't necessarily want to go walk into a counseling agency to get help. And, you know, they can come to this, have fun, pick up materials, and they don't have to go, you know, speak with a counselor, but they definitely can, and they can see all the other folks around that are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Folks, join us here, 410-319-8888. You might have questions yourself right now about credit education, your credit score, what's going on with your home. How many of us have homes that are underwater? What do you do about that? How many of us have homes that we want to remortgage? Because we're worried about what happened in this financial crisis when after homes. I want to keep our homes and worried about losing our homes. These are the kind of things you can talk about. But even more important, not more important, but as important, and the free tax prep that can take place, tax questions being answered, are the whole idea of learning financial literacy, of learning how to take care of your finances, use the money you have to grow and survive. Because there's no wish list out there. We have what we have. We got to figure out how to make it work for ourselves. That's part of what this day is about. It's figuring out how to make your money work for you. 410-319-8888. So now we're here to join this conversation with our three guests, all of whom are part, obviously, of this Money Power Day 2011, which takes place this Saturday at Poly Western High School. That's the April 2nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And Poly Western, for those of you who don't know, most of you probably do know, is at the corner, near the corner of Cold Spring and Falls Road, at 1400 West Cold Spring Lane. 410-319-8888. So if I go in, I walk through the door, and I need I'm really worried about my credit score. I don't know what it is. I know it's important. what happens to me when I walk in the door? What do I do? Who talks to me? What do I know? What do I learn?
We have what we refer to as the credit cafe, and you have an opportunity at that time to have your credit report run and pulled. And then we have an individual that will sit down with you and review it with you and answer the questions that you evidently will have about that. And that's been a big part of our program, or been a big part of our features there, that we're able to do that. And a number of people take advantage of that. And that has been a plus for them. And in addition, we have people that are there to talk to them about the credit and also give them advice on how to improve their credit, mm-hmm. what they need to do.
And the folks actually providing that one-on-one counseling is through the Consumer Credit Counseling Services of Maryland and Delaware, and they're also a nonprofit. And they're just an amazing resource. I mean, they've got we've got a hotline with them. Baltimore Cash does, number that anyone can call to get information if they want. And they bring 13 of their staff people on site that day and really offer personalized service to walk through that free credit report and answer people's questions. What we find when I've worked in the credit cafe is that people are really intimidated to pull their credit report. Some people,
yeah,
it takes
scary.
A lot to step up and sit down at that computer and push go to pull that free report. And it can be really intimidating because some of these reports can be 30, 40, 50 pages long. I mean, they're not short. And so then you kind of have this gobbledygook and it looks like Greek and you don't know what in the world all of it means. So, to be able to really look through it. But in this day and age, as people are, struggling with unemployment, trying to get, back employed, it's really good to make sure that they're monitoring their credit and that they're they know what's on it, know that there's been no issues of identity theft and all that kind of good stuff. So it's a really important thing to do at Money Power Day.
So if you want to find out about your credit score, what your credit is, mm-hmm. this report comes pumping out of the computer and there are people there who will sit and actually go through it, work through it with you, describe mm-hmm. what's there, and also help counsel you on what to do about it if it's not as good as you want it to be.
That's correct. And we actually don't pull a score. We actually pull the free credit report so that you can look at what's on your report. And then you'll be advised when you sit down with CCCS about whether or not you should pull the score to really kind of get a complete score.
Yeah, and just to mention, I get a lot – this is Danielle from CQ, by the way when I'm out in the field, I get a lot of questions about pulling your credit. The first thing I think that's important to let people know is that when you go pull your own free credit report, it will not hurt your own score. It's only when you are applying for credit that this might ding your score a little bit.
What do you mean?
So if you
want to know your credit score.
Mm-hmm. If you want to go in and pull your credit yourself, a lot of folks think that might hurt
Hurt your score, right.
Because inquiries do, in fact, bring your score down a little bit, especially if you have too many. But it doesn't count if it's you yourself going in and pulling it. So I think it's an important distinction mm-hmm. to make. Participants of Money Power Day can come in, get their free credit report. You can get 3 free per year, 1 from each bureau. So if they come in and find out, oops, I already got this one, we'll direct you to the next bureau. They can purchase their score on site, but you do have to pay for your score through that credit bureau. I think, in my personal opinion, it's well worth the $7, the $8 to do it. Just for your own knowledge, you can print off that information and take it with you. You don't need to print off your score because we do have counselors on site that can kind of give you an idea
what
your score is.
Right.
But I still think it's a nice thing to have. And then the next time you pull it, you can see how things have changed based on the advice you received.
We'd like also, it's not only about the credit reports, but also we have a free tax preparation service. And it's free for family joint filing under $49,000, I think, for single filing $25,000. So this is the right time to come and get your taxes done and prepared.
This is an important point because, the majority of people in Baltimore City mm-hmm. have a combined family income in the 40s or people single into the 20s. So this is really something for the working people of this community.
Absolutely.
To have a service that they would ordinarily have to pay for
mm-hmm.
and get safe, sound advice from people who know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is something that we're really passionate about, obviously. I mean, cash is core work is running tax sites, free tax preparation sites, and working with our partners to manage these sites around the city. And, you know, there's some statistics that I think are really important for people to know. Part of what we do is really promote the earned income tax credit. Mm-hmm. And child dependent tax credits. So right when someone walks through the door, because they're getting their service for free, they're already saving between $300 and $500, which a paid preparer might charge them. And we're making sure that people are getting connected to all the tax credits. You know, in Baltimore City alone, it's estimated there's about $30 million in unclaimed tax credits that are sitting on the table. That's important money that needs to be coming into our communities, into the hands of families who really need it right now. So we're really passionate about making sure that everyone in the community who qualifies knows that they can come to Money Power Day this Saturday. We'd encourage them to make an appointment in advance, and I'll give that number now, which is 410-234-8008. Or they can go to our website, which is bemorefreetaxes.org, to make an appointment. So if you can't come on Saturday but you want to get your taxes done, there's other sites that are still open. So I encourage people to make an appointment. If you have not made an appointment but you want to come to Money Power Day and get your taxes done, you just need to make sure you bring your documents. You need to bring your W-2s, Social Security cards for yourself and anyone else you're claiming. Make sure you bring a bank routing statement so we can direct deposit any refund you get into your account. And we actually have a great partnership with MeQ where we can open up savings accounts right on site. This is actually a national model that's really impressive that Baltimore Cash has been able to partner with MeQ on. So people don't have to worry about the rapid refund stuff, right? If they don't have an account, we can help them open a safe account that's accessible for them right on site.
Folks, you can join us here at 410-319-8888. Maybe you have questions about what you will learn and what you can find out that day, how you can participate in this day. Money Power Day 2011 takes place at Poly Western High School, which is at the corner of Cold Spring and Falls Road, this Saturday, April the 2nd, 9 to 3 p.m., free, open to the public. As we just talked about, tax prep. If you have questions about your taxes, want to get them prepared, Sarah Johnson just laid out what you have to bring with you. That's also on the website. They will be on our website. They will be giving out here as well. And if you have a family income of $49,000 or less, it's a free tax prep for you. So call us now, 410-319-8888. Learn more about what you can do here. And we'll have all this information, obviously, on our website later in the program as well. One of the things that you said, Sarah, as we were starting the, Danielle, as you were saying as we started this program, was that you encourage people to bring their families, bring the whole family. Don't leave your kids at home.
Right. Don't leave your kids at home. Don't leave your grandparents at home. Bring everyone
out. Leave your husband home. Leave your wife at home. Bring everybody.
Bring everyone down. So a couple years ago, we really enhanced the youth zone section of Money Power Day. The idea is to make sure that parents and families can come out themselves and bring their kids, and their kids are going to have a lot of fun. I know some of the adults wish they could play some of the kids' games when they're out.
We can't.
As well. Well, you know, they probably could, but we're pretty busy with all the kids. But we have a really fun Powerbuck game, which has grown in popularity over the years, and it's where kids 5 to 12 can come. They get an envelope with a Powerbuck in it, and they go find the volunteers that are wearing the crazy green hats, and they are asked a financial trivia question kind of based on what their age range is, and they can earn Powerbucks. Then they can go to the Powerbuck store and purchase prizes from them, and all this is financially focused. So we try to encourage them to learn a little bit, and then they can go buy wallets and calculators and whatnot. And there'll also be some gaming stations for some of the older, some of the young adults on site where they can play financial education video games. For the real small ones, we have coloring and piggy banks that you can color, and there'll be a fun photo booth on site as well that you can dress up in money gear and get a photo strip to take home with you for free. And last but not least, we have a new thing this year, the Financial Family Feud Game Show, which will be happening on our main stage, which the entire family can participate in. And it, if you've ever seen the Family Feud, it's set up like that with financial questions. And, you know, they can win prizes. So it should be a lot of fun.
Let's open the phones at 410-319-8888. We're preparing here today to encourage all of you to participate in the Money Power Day 2011. We can get your questions answered about your taxes, housing, closing, and foreclosure prevention, which we'll talk about, an exhibitor hall with over 40 exhibitors, all of whom what was the word you used?
No shady zone.
They've all been vetted, and the people there to really help you with your financial issues, their financial literacy workshops, all kinds of workshops, which will talk about buying a home, starting a small business, improving credit, and basic investing workshops will be on site that day, 9 to 3 p.m. Number here is 410-319-8888. This is an event that was created by MeQ in the cash campaign 6 years ago.
Yes.
And it's now just expanded, and it's more banks are taking part of it. Other organizations are part of this. Radio stations are part of this. You need to be part of this because it's for your financial future. 410-319-8888 is the number here. And Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Robert. Welcome.
All right. Well, I had a question. My question was, myself, I had been laid off and been off work for like a year now. I no longer have the W-2s from the company that I used to work for, and they're no longer located here in Maryland. Is there a website or a number where you can request your W-2s if you misplaced them or a situation like that befalls you?
Yeah, so you'll need to work with the IRS. They actually can help facilitate that for you. So I recommend that you go to the IRS website. The Comptroller of Maryland also has some good resources on their website to be able to assist you with tracking down your W-2s. Your employer should have a copy of it, so it's a matter of getting in touch with them. Even if they're not located within the state of Maryland, if they're still open for business, if you can contact them and request a copy of your W-2, they should be able to send you one. But the IRS does list out local agencies you can actually walk into. There's one downtown in Baltimore City at Hopkins Plaza that you can speak to some IRS folks there or by phone to have them assist you with that. Good luck.
Is the IRS there tomorrow? I mean Saturday? Not tomorrow. Saturday, excuse me. It's not Friday yet, is it?
No. It's not.
Just Wednesday. It just feels like Friday.
No, the IRS won't be there as far as we know.
I'm just checking.
Because
they were coming, I wasn't going to be there.
Because we kind of work with the IRS, they can pop in whenever they want. So they may show up, I don't know, surprise visits.
No, I just meant, were they going to be part of the counseling people? Or they were part of the,
No, they won't be directly involved.
We'll get to the other calls coming in at 410-319-8888 as we look at Money Power Day 2011. That'll be at Poly Western High School this Saturday, 9 to 3 p.m. And there's a website is moneypowerday.org.
That's right.
Or 443-692-9488 for information. We'll give that out during the course of this hour, at the end of both hours, and it'll be on our website as well. So at steinershow.org, so you can find all that information out. 410-319-8888 is the number here. We'll get to these calls coming in just a second. So one of the other things that we've talked about a lot in this program is foreclosure prevention. And it's a huge issue, obviously. And there's so many people who are worried about losing their house and don't know how to negotiate this morass that people find themselves in. So what can you expect that day around that particular very critical issue for people?
Well, as you said, it's a very critical issue. And we can go back a few years when we had Governor O'Malley and Congressman Cummings there touting foreclosure prevention.
Mm-hmm. And Congressman Cummings is there this weekend. He'll be there.
I just want to acknowledge the fact that he has been continuing to be supportive of that, and Congressman Sarbanes, as well as the mayor will be there.
And the mayor will be there. Right.
And the opportunity for us to have a foreclosure prevention clinic where individuals are able to sit down with counselors and talk about what they can do to and what's available for them to prevent foreclosure, or what happens when they're going through that process and the awareness that they should have and who they can call and who they can work with. We have two of those clinics that are going to be – or workshops that will be there. And we encourage everyone to take advantage of that opportunity to participate in that. We have the people that are working on that day-to-day and can certainly give them good direction and advice.
That's right. And both in our exhibitor hall, we will have quite a few certified housing counselors there talking about the services they can provide. So if someone doesn't necessarily think they need counseling but just wants to drop by one of the housing counseling booths and kind of chat with someone and get some recommendations on what the next steps are, that's one option. But if people really are facing foreclosure and they want to participate in the clinic, take advantage of the pro bono legal services. We're very fortunate to have a partnership with the Department of Housing and Community Development and working with our city agencies and the Pro Bono Resource Center of Maryland. So people need to make an appointment if they want to have that type of intensive appointment.
Which they can do there?
They can do. We will have people there, and they need to pre-register, and I'll give the phone number for that, because that's a very intensive service and people need to know what to bring and all that kind of good stuff. But it's always very popular. We have tons of attorneys there on site to be able to work with people. So the phone number, if you'd like to make an appointment to receive these free legal services for foreclosure, is 1-800-396-1274. And that's to pre-register for legal consultation around foreclosure at Money Power Day. One more time is 1-800-396-1274 to pre-register. And that's one of the only things people have to pre-register for, because it's pretty intensive service.
Right. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, how many people can you service that day, do you think, in that particular
arena? We have served up to, I think, 30 people a day, which is a lot for the attorneys to work through. And I know they continue working with them afterwards as well. So, it's a great – people leave with a lot of hope, I think. I mean, that's one of the things we hear. And, they come in a lot of times really struggling and not knowing where to turn. They hear that these free services are available to them, and they really leave feeling like they got things under control, at least know what the next steps are.
Right. And I just want to mention, as far as some issues with foreclosure, I think sometimes people – do leave it until they feel like there is no hope. And there's a lot of folks out there that don't necessarily have to go into foreclosure. And people, need to realize that it can be as simple as opening your mail and giving your lender a call. I know in the credit union world, we are very open to talking with our members and trying to see what we can do before it gets to the point of foreclosure. But it's important to have that dialogue open with your lender, as opposed to, putting your head in the sand in this situation. So
410-319-8888 is the number here. We're talking about Money Power Day 2011. This was started 6 years ago by Maryland Employees Credit Union and the Baltimore Cash Campaign. It has expanded. Many partners now are doing this. Over 1,500 people came last year. And I know a lot of us out here in this world are really worried about our finances, worried about how to manage the money we have, worried about how to balance the books that in our own homes, about what could happen to our homes. Can we remortgage? Can we save the home we're in? How do I do my taxes? Do I have to go to some place that's going to charge me an arm and a leg to get my taxes done? Well, this is a way to get it done in a different way, and it's free, open to the public to join. 410-319-8888 for the questions here now. We are joined here in the studio by Bert Hash, who is president of MECU, the Maryland Employees Credit Union. What did I say? I said Maryland? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Municipal Employees. I should know that. The Municipal Employees Credit Union. And Danielle Thronschreiber is with us, who's financial educator at the State Employees Credit Union. And Sarah Johnson is director of the Baltimore Cash Campaign, Creating Assets and Savings and Hope Campaign. And that's what this is all about. 410-319-8888. We're going to take a very brief break and come back to continue this conversation. And while we're doing that, let me just say that WEAA is looking for area restaurants and caterers to provide an in-kind donation for our volunteers for upcoming spring membership drive, just a couple weeks from now. By providing an in-kind donation, you have the opportunity to make a unique contribution to WEAA, and we'll be happy to acknowledge your business on the air during the spring drive. For more information, 443-885-2075. 443-885-2075. Feed us during the drive, and we will feed your business. So stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and we are here now with the folks from the Money Power Day 2011, which will take place this Saturday and at Western High School, Poly Western High School, excuse me, Saturday, April 10th, the 2nd, 9-3 p.m. at Cold Spring and Falls Road. Now, what we just talked about during the break is, and there was a lot of people called in during the break, don't be fearful, call back, 410-319-8888, or just listen. The information will be here and be on our websites. But there is this bus access always goes to the corner of Falls and Cold Spring from many directions in the city. There's light rail right underneath. You just get up and walk across the street from the light rail. It'll be a lovely day. It won't be raining, so you don't have to worry about that. And it is so it's accessible. This is free to the public. As we said earlier, those of you who make $49,000 or less in income can have your tax preparation for free. Got to bring certain information. We'll talk about that again. If you're single, $25,000 or less, you have that. We'll be talking in the next few minutes about the small business workshops that will be taking place there. We talked about the mortgage workshops going on and counseling you can have to try to save your home and figure out how to stay in the home that you have. There's a lot going on that day. This is Baltimore's biggest day for financial literacy. People to come out to learn about how to control their financial lives. 410-319-8888 is the number here. And Keisha in Randallstown, you're on the air.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi, Keisha.
Because I have a teenage son, and currently he has an intern job. And he's been saving a significant amount of money, you know, since school started. And he's been asking me, what should he invest in? And so I would like to know your feedback for the young, you know, children that are starting out. They don't have to pay bills, but so they're saving and they're having a
That's
significant
great.
Amount of money. You know, what should he invest in?
Well, let me first of all encourage him to come to Money Power Day. We have a workshop talking to teens about money, and we'll be able to answer his questions about what he should invest in, how he should save, and so forth. It's a great workshop for kids, and not only the kids but the entire family. That's just one of the workshops, but that would be a great opportunity for him to learn firsthand.
Yeah, and Keisha, is it?
Yes.
Keisha, this is Danielle from CQ, and I work a lot with high school and college-age students. I would recommend that he would look at opening a Roth IRA, which you can open as soon as you start earning an income. So there is no age limit, essentially. So if he's earning income in his job, he should look for something that is called a Roth IRA. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it is an individual retirement account. And the earlier he can start contributing to that, the better. It's amazing what compound interest can do. So even if you can encourage him to maybe put $50 a month or more if he can in that, that would be great. And then, of course, there's also, you know, certificates of deposit out there, traditional savings accounts. But really the Roth IRA, in my opinion, is one of the best ways to go. And you can get a Roth IRA in either a insured product at a bank or a credit union, or you can go out and look at a mutual fund Roth IRA provided by an investment company.
Keisha, thanks for being part of the show. Your son sounds like a young man on the move, which is really good. 410-319-8888 if you talk about Money Power Day 2011. But let's talk about this. We touched on briefly during the break, which is the small business workshops, which we haven't touched on. That'll also be
They're so popular every year. We've really packed it through, and I just want to pass it over to Burke because you guys are sponsoring this. But it's grown every year. We get so much request for small business assistance that I think it's really a testament.
Right. We have four workshops this year. We have a small business idea factory, where you get a chance to talk to the small business human resources just about what type of ideas you would have to go into and bounce it off to off of them, what kind of ideas that you would have for a new business. So that should be a very popular workshop. We also have a workshop on what business structure is right for your new business. You go in and sit down and talk to the professionals about what kind of structure you should create for the business that you're going to be running. And then we have a small business owner panel. It's a panel of small business people that will share their expertise and share their experiences. And I think this will be great for people that are just starting off and getting some idea of what it really is about. And last but not least, working with small business lenders. We will have the banks and credit unions there that make loans to small business. They'll talk to them about what they need to do to be able to obtain a loan and just give them some assistance from that. So we have four good workshops that are focused on small business this year, and we expand it to meet the need out there.
Now, is that a pre-registered thing, or people can just walk in?
No, they can just walk in.
I mean, there's a lot of people who have dreams about a small business or who have a small business and just mm-hmm. have a lot of questions about how to keep it afloat. I was really surprised that the last census showed that the largest growth in small businesses in the state of Maryland were among is in the African-American community, which is a really interesting statistic and thought. And this is a perfect day to come for young people, middle-aged people, whoever you are, who want to really create a business and dream about that. This is the place to come and kind of learn begin to learn the ins and outs of what you have to do.
Absolutely. We totally agree with you.
So now I don't want to leave out the Incredishred, since that was a very strange word
that I heard
as you walked through the door.
Well, we want to make sure people know that they need to protect their identity. It's really important to shred documents that have any personal information on them. And, you know, we do all this planning around this great resource information and things like that. But every year, people just adore having the Incredishred truck there. So we encourage people to bring information they need shredded. We sort of feel like this is spring cleaning for your finances, right? Spring is here, April 2nd. Go through those folders, clear out, you know, you only need to keep 7 years worth of tax returns. So now's the time to pick out those old ones and bring them to Money Power Day. You can shred them. The truck will be right there in the parking lot. So you can shred them and then walk into Money Power Day and enjoy some of the activities and resources on site that day.
One of the things it's been interesting in the process of working with MeQ over the last few years with our program and the cash campaign and with this Money Power Day last year and this year is that it's important for people to get their hands around the finances they have, to understand that no matter how little you make, how much you're struggling day to day just to pay the bills, pay the rent, pay the mortgage, take care of families, that there are ways to use the money you have to make your life better in the long run. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, if anything, is kind of the word here. I mean, we all don't have enough, and this country is very tough for a lot of people who are struggling hard to work to make things meet. But if we manage the things a certain way, you can do it. You can take care of yourselves so you're not always under water.
Yeah, I mean, I think we want to be real about this. I mean, I think some people are really unemployed or underemployed right now and really struggling to make ends meet. And there's a real cash flow situation happening.
Right.
I don't think we can solve that in one financial fair. But I do think that it is that no matter where you are with your income, that it's always a good practice to be in, to really be aware of what your needs and what your wants are and what you're and living within your means, which is not always easy to do when
right.
people have fluid access to credit sometimes, which, you know, we can talk about how that's gotten us to this situation. but, you know, we'll have folks out there that I can talk about setting up a realistic budget and resources there on how do you go through a checklist of what your real needs are versus wants. Actually, Deborah and Terry Owens will be there for our lunchtime conversation, Love and Money, talking a lot about this. You know, I mean, money issues are the biggest cause of divorce. We know a lot of people are having a lot of stress in their life right now. I certainly hear that on the phone from calls that come to my office. You know, people are struggling with their money, trying to figure out how to make it work, and there's a lot of conflict there. So so that'll be a fun a noontime session.
they're great. I mean, and Deborah and Terry are wonderful people. Of course, mm-hmm. Deborah has a lovely show here last night, every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And they know a great deal, and they're very down to earth and very knowledgeable about money in the business world. So that should be really good.
Yeah, it'll be great.
That'd be great. And I'm looking forward to being there too and walking through. And
yeah, we're glad you're going to come this year. This will be good.
I'm very excited.
You're a Money Power Day convert instantly. I love it.
So, are we leaving anything out?
Well, Mark, we have a couple workshops about buying and owning a home. We talked about the foreclosure, but the flip side is that we want to offer an opportunity for people to learn how to buy a home and also maintaining and improving your home. We'll have a workshop on that as well. So there is a focus on new business for the people that are coming, for them to try new activities that will help with their financial well-being. And so we're certainly encouraging them to come and be a part of those workshops. And we have a workshop also on financial and retirement planning. A number of us are getting a little bit older.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know why. I thought that that was one that you might want to come to. But we encourage people to come out and get an opportunity to hear from the professionals about retirement planning.
Well, this is great. This is a very important day, and I want to encourage everybody listening to come. The Money Power Day 2011 at Poly Western High School this Saturday, April the 2nd, 9 to 3 p.m., 1400 West Cold Spring Lane, right at the corner of Cold Spring and Falls. Bus transportation, transportation is easy. The light rail stops there.
And plenty of free parking.
All the way around. Workshops on buying a home, starting and expanding your small business, improving credit, basic investing. They have a credit cafe to get your free credit report and work with a one-on-one with a credit counselor. And you have, there's house counseling and foreclosure prevention. There's also how to buy a home, which we just talked about. There's bringing the entire family. There's free tax prep, things for all the kids and family to do. This is a day of financial literacy and learning how to get control of your lives and begin to control the assets you have. And Money Power Day 2011 will be on our website. Their website is moneypowerday.org, 443-692-9488. You can go to steinershow.org. We'll have all the information there and all the telephone numbers you need. And if you need legal foreclosure work to figure out what to do with your home, you have to pre-register at 800-396-1274, 800-396-1274. That'll also be on our website. We will encourage you all to join that and become part of this ever-growing part of our community that learns how to control what we have. Folks, great to have you all here. Bert Hesch, President MeQ, good to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Mark. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, you'll see me on Saturday. We'll pass on through. Danielle Throne-Triber, financial educator at CQ.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for being here. Sarah Johnson, director of Baltimore Cash Campaign, which stands for Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope. It's the Cash Campaign and MeQ that put this together 6 years ago, and it's just grown exponentially. And take part. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take as we move folks out and move folks in, we'll be talking about Nancy Grasmick here in about 30 seconds. And as we do that, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-7555. And in about 30 seconds, we'll be back with Charles Robinson from Maryland Public Television to talk about what happened with Nancy Grasmick's resignation. We'll also be hearing from Liz Bowie, the Baltimore Sun Educational Reporter, a major event when a woman who has managed our state school system for a long time now has just stepped down. We'll talk about that in a minute.